Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at our stockers and feeders here on this Thursday. We've got the latest from the stockyards, the feedlots. We're going to update futures and more, all when we return in a moment here on K101.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSEP.
You probably know Stillwater Milling has Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Still no cash cattle trade to report yet this week, quite out in the country. Possibly could see some trade develop today or tomorrow. Boxed beef mixed at midday. Choices down 257, 342, 74. Select is up 252 at 324.54. Choice select spread $18.20, 71 total loads. OKC West El Reno, final report this week, 5,033 head. Feeder steers 3 to 7 higher. The grass steers 8 to 13 higher. Feeder heifers unevenly steady. Grass heifers 3 to 6 higher. Steer and heifer calves steady to 5 higher. The 5 to 6 weight steers and heifers 10 to 15 higher. Feeder cattle steers, medium large ones, 2 to 3 weights, 560 to 580, 3 to 4 weights, 450 to 510, 4 to 5 weights, $4 to 470, 5 to 6 weights, 372 50 to 410, 6 to 7 weights, 320 to 375, 7 to 8 weights, 285 to 325, 8 to 9 weights, 276 to 301, 9 to 1,000 pounds, 259 to 282, over 1,000 pounds, 243 to 260. 63.50. More in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about this concept of consumers and their attitudes toward protein.
Absolutely. Well, Ron, we know that 88% of consumers sometimes or always consider food as high in protein when choosing a meal. We are also thrilled that a majority of consumers rank beef above other proteins when considering which is a great source of protein. In 2024, 20% of consumers who are following a diet opted for a high protein version. Our Beef Checkoff funds human nutrition research to provide science-backed data that demonstrates beef's role in a healthy lifestyle for infants, toddlers, adolescents, and adults. Human Nutrition Insights, featured on the Checkoff-funded Beef Research website, highlight beef's protein content and 9 other essential nutrients it provides in informational resources for families of all ages. Additionally, this research supports Checkoff-funded efforts to push beef's nutritional benefits.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about what's going on with the Beef Checkoff by going to drivingdemandforbeef.com.
June live cattle up 10 cents, 208.50. August down 55, 203.50. October is down 77, 201.17. May feeder cattle down 57 cents, 292. August is down 222 at 292.80. September is down 237, 291.42. Kansas City wheat, May's up 7 cents, 521 and a quarter. July's down 2 and a quarter, 527 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May's up 4 and a half, 517 and a half. July's up 3 quarters at 531 and a half. May corn is down 2 and a quarter at 465. July's down 3 cents, 472 and a half. July soybeans up a penny, 1045 and a half. August up 1 and a quarter, 1039 and a half. Well, July cotton's down 37 at 6565. December's down 40, 6739. June crude is up 6 cents, 5827. June natural gas up 8, 341 per million BTU. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and K101.